Hello and welcome to another edition of your Wednesday Wisdom. I am your host, Ralphie Martinez with Martinez Elite Fitness. And today is Wednesday, May 24th, the year 2023. And the episode is number 275. I apologize for getting this out late. I had a little bit of a plan to do a recording on my way home this morning. But I didn't get to it. So here we are. Better late than never. And I should say, like, I appreciate everybody who's like, who reaches out when they're like, hey, is there a podcast today, when they haven't seen it at the regular time. Makes me feel good. Makes me feel like recording this. Not that it's never for nothing, but, you know, that somebody out there is like, oh, where's my podcast today from me, right? That so makes me feel special. Thanks. So thank you for that. Let's see here. Upcoming events. Let's go over that first. We have Murph coming up this coming Monday, Memorial Day. If you are not signed up for it, please do. I think right now we have 8 people signed up, but I think I've talked to more than 8 people about doing Murph. So if you have not yet, please go sign up so we can have an idea of the layout for everybody. It just helps us plan a little bit of ahead of time to kind of get bands set up if needed, pull-up bars assigned, and all that kind of stuff. So get on there if you're gonna be coming and joining us Memorial Day. And remember, there's all different kinds of variations to that workout that we can do for you on Memorial Day. Other than that, we have our t-shirts. Let me go over this real quick with what happened with our t-shirts. So I had designed a t-shirt, put it on a black t-shirt, tri-blend, you know, the one that our go-to, excuse me, and Custom Ink gave us a little touch-up with the green, and also a little different variation of, like, the front part. So we added a banner, a little back and forth after I found out, like, hey, this, like, there was this new design in there. I was like, I didn't do this. I couldn't edit it or anything. And so I reached out and they were like, oh yeah, that's this free thing that we do. So I was like, oh, awesome. Thank you so much. Can we do this little tweak here? And they're like, sure thing. And that's the one we rolled with. So it's supposed to be black and bright, this bright green. It was going to look fantastic. Well, the t-shirts came in, and they were the wrong color and, the wrong t-shirt. They are a Hanes t-shirt with, it's gray. So I reached out and they were like, well, that's what you finalized. That's what you okayed. So unfortunately, that's what you get, which I totally understand. I don't know how or when this t-shirt in this color was a part of anything that I went and okayed, because I don't remember it looking any different than what I had designed myself. So somewhere along the line, I fucked up. And instead of being all, you know, mad about it, I was very, very, very stressed about it when they came in. And so we asked, okay, well, what to do from here? And they said, well, we'll help you. You're going to have to reorder them. So we had to repurchase the t-shirts. We then, they helped us out with I think it was a 20% discount, which kind of took care of the taxes. They gave us free rush shipping and we were all set, so we thought. So a couple days passed and I'm like, hey, I haven't gotten the shipping information from you guys. Well, I get an email back saying, I'm sorry, we just got this confirmation from our whatever department, and it looks like we don't have the black in this next level t-shirt that you ordered, but we have what we call vintage black. So long story short, we're getting our vintage black t-shirts hopefully in by the time the end of this week or early next. I'm still waiting on the shipping confirmation, but all that's being rushed and it'll be here hopefully soon, within a week or so. So if you've paid for your t-shirt, don't you worry. Everything's already, it's there. We'll get it to you. But overall, it sucks that this was the end result for something that was supposed, like, that is very special to me, which is our 10-year t-shirt. And I just wanted to give you guys the heads up of what happened, why it's taken so long, and what we've done to rectify it as best we can and get you everything that we had promised for your money. So those will be in soon. Other than that, get ready for June, guys. We were supposed to do a nutrition challenge in June. I think Tara and I are still trying to scramble to put something together for you guys. But as a lot of you know, we were, I don't want to say blindsided because that's fucked up. We were taking, we just didn't get to it because we found out we're having twins. If you have not been, you know, aware of that, we made the announcement this week. We found out on our anniversary on May 2nd that it was twins. We've known since February that it was at least one. And then we got the news that it was two. So, those little things will be coming into the world sometime in November. But we're doing our best to try to get something together for you guys for June. But we also have a couple other things that might be happening as well. So we're going to give you guys those updates probably on our Facebook page and closer to June happening once we get things together and things settle down now that we've told everybody. But other than that, we're ready to rock with this episode. That was a long introduction. I apologize. So here we are, episode number 275, which is a lot. That's a lot of time of me talking, sometimes to somebody, sometimes with nobody. And today, I had finished the workout that you guys are doing today. Kettlebell swings, box step-ups, and a little run mixed in there. The first 6 minutes, I think it was. And I finished, I felt good afterwards, and recently some things with some of you have not seen me at the gym, you know, for a while because in the afternoons I'm kind of busy and wrapped up. You've been seeing Steve's face with baseball. It's time consuming. And we had a tournament this past weekend, which we went 2 wins, 2 losses. We split each of our two games. Saturday, we lost 8-0, our first game. And then we won 15-13, our second game. But I will say we were up 13-2, so it should not have been that close whatsoever. But we ended up pulling out that win, which was a lot of, you know, fun. You know, heart racing there towards the end. And then Sunday, played our most complete game as a team. And from a coach's perspective, it's so much fun to watch these kids actually put into play everything that they do throughout the, you know, their practice times and everything. So we won 5-1. That was a very, very good game for us. And then we lost 18-0. So I'll let that last one sink in. So our two losses, we did not score a single run. So Saturday's loss was 8-0. Sunday's loss was 18-0. And so it made me think, right? I hear parents and even the kids and some of the coaching staffs, like sometimes we'll give all these excuses. Well, it's hot. It was in Sacramento. Well, it's hot. These kids are tired. Coach, I'm tired. It was everything except for we did not prepare enough. We did not get our players prepped and ready enough to play multiple times in one day. We did not prepare our team enough to be fundamentally sound in order to not get blown out and have the game end after the fucking fourth inning. We did not prepare our kids enough to hit off a pitcher that, you know, throws certain ways. We did not prepare our team enough to just be better. And what I'm noticing, and this isn't our team, right? This is in general, that ownership of a loss or ownership of coming up short, ownership of not getting your work done on time, ownership of losing your homework, ownership of losing your car keys, ownership of not setting your alarm, ownership of hitting the snooze button. It's rare that you hear someone say, I didn't do X, Y, and Z. It's almost always so-and-so or this and that is the reason why I could not do X, Y, or Z. And from somebody who does their very best to not point the finger outward, I always try to point it inward. It is a It is a bullshit way to make yourself feel better. And so as I'm finishing this workout today, I'm feeling fan-fucking-tastic. And then I start thinking, right? Like, I don't know what it is, but like your whatever is happening neurologically after, during, before a workout, you know, all these things start firing, these things start popping into your head, these solutions come to this, or these problems come up here. You start thinking about, you know, everything and anything. And so what I had thought of was this was a quote. And I don't know if it's from somebody or something that I just thought of, but this is what it was. What happens when the outcome is that you lost because of the fact that you did not work hard enough? And this is something that I'm going to pose to the our boys and our team and our coaching staff and the parents. And because, and I'm relating it to baseball because this is the best way to do it, because that's where we're at. And what we're currently, you know, still playing is baseball. Is what do you do? What do you do? And how would you go about if you really sat there and was like, man, I did not work hard enough for this. For example, we lost 18-0. That game, had we won that game, we would have played for the silver bracket championship. Like, really close to being something pretty special there, right? But these, instead of these kids saying, well, I'm tired, or the parents saying, you know, oh, it's hot. Why isn't it, I didn't work hard enough, coach? Why isn't it, my son didn't put in the effort, coach? Why isn't it, I didn't hydrate myself correctly in between games, coach? I didn't help my son hydrate better in between games, coach, because I fed them fucking hot dogs and french fries and ices and bullshit. Why isn't it that? Why isn't it, oh, I didn't set, you know, I should do better at setting my alarm, or, you know, anything besides blaming someone or something? Why isn't it that? And why, I mean, I guess I know why. It's fucking hard, right? It's hard to blame yourself. It's hard to come to the realization that someone outworked me for something that I wanted, but I didn't work for. And I'm finding, I mean, this is probably with a bunch of, you know, different aspects of life that I've seen this in for a while. But, you know, kids are not the same nowadays. Kids are pretty fucking lazy. Kids are instant gratification, don't want to work hard. And it is, I'm finding that it's harder and harder to get a kid to really want to work. For a lot. I mean, that's my kids too. Like, our son Aiden fucking hates any type of like physical activity unless it's walking. He loves to walk. He loves to pace. That's his way of like, you know, calming himself down, you know, letting out his energy. He loves to walk. But other than that, he fucking hates to do any type of movement. And so I'm trying to figure out, is there a certain time that kids really like try to amp up what they want? You know, if it's sports related, then, you know, working out and drilling certain things comes with that territory. And because we just played this tournament, and because it's very apparent that we have not worked hard enough, and that is players and coaches, we have not worked hard enough to get these kids to be ready for two games on a Sunday after they've already played two the day before. And the weather being hot, all of that stuff shouldn't fucking matter. In my opinion, all of that should not matter. A kid should be ready to play baseball regardless if it's snowing, raining, hot, whatever, right? And how, like, when does that change in a kid? And I've been wondering that for a while, because for the last couple of years, I've told my wife often, I wish our older son, Julian, would want to push himself a little more. I wish he would, you know, become a leader. I know he has it in him, but he just doesn't verbalize certain things when it comes to wanting to be a leader and things like that. You know, telling a kid that's goofing out, we have a lot of goofy kids on our team that like to goof around. When it's appropriate, it's fine. But we just got our ass kicked, and, you know, kids want to cup check each other, or, you know, joke around while the coach is talking. And at 12 years old, I see that as, of course, kids are immature, you know, up until fucking, you know, we go into adulthood. I'm immature as fuck most of the time. But in the right time, at the right time, you got to listen and you got to take in whatever it is that the person that's trying to relay something to you, you got to listen. And so I've been waiting and waiting and waiting. And finally, something, I don't know what happened this past weekend, but Julian woke up Monday morning with a fire lit under his ass that I've been waiting for so long to be lit. And I've been trying to tell him, like, hey, bud, come this summer, you know, we're going to do a lot of work. We're going to do, you know, a lot of, you know, working out. I want to work out with you. You know, I got to get fitter because we have two babies on the way. So like, here's all this stuff that's going to lead me and you throughout this summer to be better in every aspect when it comes to our physical ability. And he's like, yeah, okay. But Monday morning, he was in our garage throwing off this rebounder, doing his band work. Monday night, he came to the gym with me. He busted ass. He almost beat my fucking time with the 6 rounds of 200 meter run, 8 deadlifts, 8 hang power cleaning presses. He almost beat my time. And not that my time is fast, but I looked at, I forget who it was. It might've been Travis during it. And I was like, if he would've beat my time, I would've had to fucking redo this. Cause there's no way that I'm going to allow that, you know? And that's, I don't have many training partners. Sometimes I'll jump into classes with you guys, but I don't have many people that I work out with anymore. At the beginning of this, I did. I had a close group of friends that we worked out together. Some have moved away. Some, you know, sometimes some we just lost touch, whatever. But I looked at it as my oldest son now and I are training partners. And not only did he bust his ass, but after our 5:15 class on Mondays, me and him will drag out the net. And that's really our only day we get to drag out the batting cage and use it. And that day he was willing to do hitting off the tee, which a lot of kids don't fucking like doing because they're not good at it. And there's something wrong with their swing that they just can't do it very well, right? And that is one of those things that I come back to with drills and things like that. And kids don't want to put in that work. Well, Julian started right off the tee. We did some soft toss. Then I pitched to him. And then afterwards, he goes, I don't want to pitch today. I want you to hit to me and I want to pick like I'm at first base. So he must be seeing something while he's playing that he's not comfortable with and he wants to try to fix. I didn't ask. I just said, sure, buddy, let's do it. You're in charge here. Let's do that. So then we did that. And it was another solid like hour, right? So this kid put in some work in the morning. He then did the workout, almost beat my fucking time. And then he was in the batting cage, not only hitting, but taking, you know, bad hops, trying to pick as if he's the first baseman. And I, at the end of the day, I could not have been more fucking proud of his effort for that day. And then Tuesday, we had practice. I tried to implement some drills where these drills, it breaks things down. And our boys are 12. Some of these boys missed one or two seasons due to fucking COVID when it comes to baseball. So, and I don't even think a lot of little league coaches would have done drills like this, but the buy-in was not there. Some of these kids were just kind of going through the motions. Some of these kids were into it. Some of them were just like, oh, okay. You know, it was like a mixture, right? And I'm not sure, because these aren't my kids, I'm not sure where to or how to like tell them, like, do you want to know what Julian did on Monday? A day after a pretty long fucking weekend that ended with a shitty performance and we lost 18-0, he woke up ready for more. And I want to like know how many other kids did that? How many other kids wanted to do that? And I mean, the assumption is zero, but the fact that none of them were willing to do the work that Tuesday afternoon with these drills that I was trying to implement because they think maybe it's below them and they think that they can do, and this isn't just kids, right? This is adults too. Someone works out 3 times, they think they're fit. They step on the scale. Oh, why hasn't the scale moved? Because you haven't put the fucking work in, man. That's why you lose 18 to nothing. That's why you don't lose any weight. That's why your stamina doesn't get better. That's why you're not getting any stronger. If you use 20-pound fucking kettlebell for 6 months straight, guess what? When you go to try to lift anything more than that, it's not going to work because you got to push yourself. You got to do the things that make you better. And the things that make you better are drilling or upping your weight or getting more water or getting more steps, stepping away from your desk every so often, maybe just two or three times more to go for a walk. Making your lunch instead of buying lunch. Those are your drills. Those are the things that add up to the things that are going to take you wherever you want to be. Those are the little things. And when you think about it on the, you know, on an everyday basis, did I work hard enough today? Or did I not get the shit that I wanted out of life because I didn't do the work for it, right? That quote's gonna stick with me now forever. Again, what happens when the outcome is that you lost because of the fact that you didn't work hard enough? There's no reward if there's no fucking work. And that's if you lose 18 to nothing. That's if you would rather hit the snooze button. That's if you'd rather, stay out late than to get better sleep. That's if you have a plan to write a book, but you're scouring Instagram or fucking TikTok or whatever the fuck it is. It's because you didn't work hard enough. And the earlier and the sooner that you can come to grips with that, I think the better off you're going to be, because then you can stop fucking complaining and blaming everybody else and just accept the fact that you're not working hard enough to do the shit that you want to fucking do and you set out for yourself to do. Or it's going to kick you right in your ass to go get the things that you want. And I'm hoping, so this summer, I was telling a couple, Steve and Mariah this morning, that come the end of this summer, my son is not going to be recognizable. The end of this summer, I'm hoping that he works so hard, like he's intending to, and how I'm going to, you know, how I intend to help him. I hope no one's able to recognize the type of person or physically that he is, or outgoing or verbally. Like, I want him to have this summer that builds him so much more than just baseball and physically. I hope it helps him be more outgoing and outspoken and being able to be a leader. And it's perfect for kids to start being leaders on sports teams, because that's what carries on into the rest of their lives. You know, sports are such a small window for most people, right? And if you can learn how to be a leader now, like at his age, that's only gonna take him and propel him so fucking far into whatever he is, and you know, he ends up doing in life. He wants to try to take baseball far, and being with around certain kids, right? Just like it's who you're surrounded by, right? If the kids don't want to do the drills, he's not gonna want to do the drills. If you don't do the drills, then you don't fucking not lose 18 to nothing. You don't not win, and you don't go then play for the championship for whatever bracket that you're in. And I want him to become and then form other kids into that. And also learn that you can't always take someone and make them want to work. You got to surround yourself with the people that want to fucking be better. You got to surround yourself with the people that are going to uplift you in the way that you're trying to go. You can't be hanging out with motherfuckers that don't want to do nothing. You can't be hanging out with people that don't want to put in any work. You got to be the one doing the most work and dragging everybody else with you along the way, especially those that want to be there with you. If they just need that little nudge, you got to shove them. And that goes for you at the workplace. Man, if I still had a regular job and I had this mindset and this thought process that I do now, and I was around motherfuckers that I was around when I worked a regular job, things would be so much different. who knows, maybe like, yeah, it'd be so much different. Push everybody around you the best you can to the farthest point that you possibly can. All the while, keep pushing yourself to be the best version of you. And that's what I'm trying to teach my son throughout this summer specifically. So that's it. That's all I got for you guys. I appreciate you all so much. Man, episode 275. Have a great day, everybody. We'll see you in the gym.